Well, join me in that bit of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Great loving God, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be born or where we live. At least, even if we weren't born in this country, we become naturalized citizens. And we just thank you for this country, Lord, that you have blessed us with. And thank you for the founding fathers who put it together, Lord. And we give you the glory this morning. Yeah, we got a lot of warts and pimples, but we are an exceptional nation. Not that we're any better than anybody else. That's not the reason. The reason is because our individual freedoms, granted by you, O Lord, and then sealed with the gift of the Constitution of the United States, that we have freedoms endowed by our Creator, for sure. But then we also have freedom in our society, and we're grateful for this country, Lord. We're grateful for what you've done for us, and we give you the glory this morning. Hear all of our prayers, Lord, both mentioned aloud and those that were not mentioned, Lord, because we know that you hear those prayers too, because we are connected with you spiritually in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples when they were curious about why he spent so much time off by himself after dinner. And they said, "Lord, why do you go off by yourself after dinner?" He said, "Well, guys, you know, now this is a Ralphie story, but I think it's close. You guys know that I'm God in the flesh, and I experience everything you do. I need to eat, I need rest, and I also need to talk to the Father." "Talk to the Father? Can we do that?" He said, "Yes, you can. I'm going to give you a model prayer to line up all your prayers with as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught by praying, 'Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and to forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen."